Sunshine tomorrow, then barely 50 with plenty of sun on Friday. Saturday, good chance for some rain, maybe some mixed precipitation, then brightening up, warming back up again Sunday.
From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Right now, 38 degrees.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management, as of yesterday, reported active fires continuing in eight counties. A statement issued last night listed Clark, Comanche, Ellsworth, Hodgman, Lincoln, Reno, Rooks, and Russell counties dealing with wildfires. The wildfires have burned over 656,000 acres statewide. The Starbuck fire, the largest, having burned more than 351,000 acres of land in Clark County. Governor Sam Brownback says Kansas has asked Wyoming and South Dakota for equipment help in fighting the wildfires that have burned hundreds of square miles of land in the state. Brownback told reporters last night that 10 communities in the state saw residents evacuated, at least temporarily, Monday and yesterday, as fires burned about 625 square miles. The governor's asked Wyoming for helicopters, South Dakota for communications equipment. Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the... Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com.
The Kansas Livestock Association launching a relief effort for the ranchers affected by wildfires that have scorched hundreds of square miles of land in the state. The group said yesterday it's accepting donations of feed, fencing supplies, and cash for the ranchers who've lost fencing, forage resources, harvested feed, and an undetermined number of cattle in the fires. Kansas legislators have killed a bill containing Governor Sam Brownback's proposals to raise tobacco and liquor taxes to help fix the state's serious budget problems. The GOP-controlled state Senate voted 37-1 yesterday to kill the bill. Lawmakers so far are focusing on closing projected budget shortfalls totaling more than $1 billion through June of 2019 by rolling back past income tax cuts championed by Brownback. And some good news on the firefighting front today. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says the gusty winds that fanned the flames Monday and Tuesday of this week should ease today. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska officials have announced plans to cut 39 jobs at a Beatrice facility for people with developmental disabilities and transition residents out of a state program in Hastings. The staff reduction will affect workers at the Beatrice State Developmental Center who aren't considered frontline staff, such as laundry and maintenance employees. State officials say the changes came after a review found that some employees were performing duplicative tasks. A Florida man has been given 90 days in jail and 2 years probation for possessing nearly 200 pounds of marijuana in Nebraska. Lincoln Journal Star reports that Jonathan Snyder of Jacksonville was sentenced Monday in Seward. He pleaded no contest. Prosecutors say a Nebraska state trooper found the 198 pounds of pot in Snyder's truck after pulling him over in eastern Nebraska in July on Interstate 80. Mid-America Network News.
There is always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A convicted felon was found in a closet by authorities at a Wymore residence last Thursday and is being held on $25,000 bond for gun and drug charges. Gage County Sheriff, the U.S. Marshal's Office, and the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force were granted permission by the owner of a home to search the residence for another man suspected as the driver of an SUV that he crashed into an insurance office in Beatrice after police pursuit and had fled. In the course of the investigation, Brian Humpkins was found hiding and was arrested on charges of felon in possession of a firearm, gun possession during a drug violation, controlled substance, drug money, and drug paraphernalia possession. Humpkins had reportedly been staying at the residence for the past month. The man sought in connection with the SUV incident, Brandon Kopp, age 32, was taken into custody in Falls City Monday morning. His arrest on a pending warrant from Lancaster County. He had allegedly fled on foot from the accident in downtown Beatrice at 8th and Court Streets last Tuesday evening. Local charges of fleeing to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, violating traffic control, leaving a property damage accident, and driving while suspended or revoked will be filed. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County last Thursday evening around 11:30 on K-9 Highway, a half mile west of W-6 Road. Michelle Hostler, age 19, of Onega, lost control, her vehicle overturned. She was transported to the Holton Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Washington County Saturday in the 2400 block of Quivira Road. Debbie Nuch of Washington wrecked her motorcycle and was transported by Washington EMS to CMH in Marysville. A Washington man, Roger Smith, was arrested February 28th and was held on $5,000 bond on pending charges of criminal threat and aggravated assault in connection with his arrest as authorities answered a disturbance call at 301 West 4th Street in Washington. Marysville schools will dismiss at noon Thursday as the Marysville boys basketball team heads to the state tournament in Hutchinson. They tip off Thursday at 4:45. USD 364 last week approved a calendar revision, dismissing classes Friday for a snow day that wasn't used. A second snow day dismissal was added to the calendar April 17th. Shirley A. McLeod, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Cremation is planned with a private interment service at Marysville City Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Shirley McLeod. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, baby bakers, wheat bread, asparagus, and cinnamon pears. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, a wheat roll, Normandy blend, and chocolate beet cake. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Snow showers continue across the northern Rockies, Cascades, and the Sierra Nevada mountain range, parts of Montana, Idaho, Washington State, as well as Oregon, under some heavy snow, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories in that proximity. Very windy, too. Very windy across the upper Midwest, eastern Great Lakes, all the way toward New England today, with wind advisories and high wind warnings out from north parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, east across Michigan, Chicago even, all the way out toward upstate New York. Of course, those winds whip across the Great Lakes and stir up some snow in some locations today as well. Evan, bright sunshine with high temperatures approaching 70. Overnight, we drop into and through the 40s, back around 70, some sunshine tomorrow, then barely 50. With plenty of sun on Friday. Saturday, good chance for some rain, maybe some mixed precipitation, then brightening up, warming back up again Sunday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 38 degrees.
Average high temperature, early March, 53. Record high on this date, 84 in 1974. The average low 30, the record low is 1 degree in 1996. Sunset this evening, 6:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. Degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the southwest around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah Fritchie, and I am in the 6th grade at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville. March 6th through the 10th, 2017, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools. I attend Good Shepherd Lutheran School because in addition to a balanced academic experience, I also receive a Christ-centered quality education. Every day, we are able to experience God's love in the other children, as well as the teachers and staff who are serving Him faithfully. For more information, call the school at 75-562-3181 or to enroll your child or come visit.
Dirk Nowitzki joins an elite club. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. Dallas Mavericks legend Dirk Nowitzki needed just 20 points to reach the 30,000-point mark for his career, and it didn't take him long.
Harris, right wing, to Dirk against Nance, isolation, right baseline, jab step, up fake,
there it is.
On ESPN Dallas, 103.3 FM, Nowitzki starts out 6 for 6 from the field. He finishes with 25 points. Dirk is just the 6th player in NBA history, the first foreign-born to reach the 30,000-point mark. The Mavericks beat the Lakers 122-111. Russell Westbrook poured in a career-high 58 points, but that wasn't enough for OKC against Portland.
Lillard in front of the Thunder bench against McDermott. Dame tells Harkless to clear. Jab step, three-pointer on the way. Yes!
The call on KPOJ, the Trailblazers beat the Thunder 126-121. This is ABC Sports. In college hoops, 4th-ranked Gonzaga faced off with number 19 St. Mary's, trying to beat them for the third time this season in the West Coast Conference Final.
Pass at the right side to Williams-Goss. Now to Williams running the floor. J3 bites his time and then throws it down.
On the Gonzaga IMG Sports Network, Gonzaga wins 74-56. Zags are going to the NCAA tournament for the 19th year in a row. Over to the NHL, the Rangers offense was firing on all cylinders against the Panthers.
Lead pass for Hayes. Moving down the left wing to the circle. Cuts in, feeds, and scores!
The call on WEPN-FM, goalie Henrik Lundqvist moves into sole possession of 10th place on the all-time wins list. He's got 404 in his career as the Rangers win it 5-2. Montreal needed overtime to get past Vancouver.
Drops it back to Galchenyuk. He steps around his man. Berchi, though, he's kept on the perimeter. Shot, and they score!
On TSN Radio 690, Paul Byron nets the winner. The Canadians win it 2-1. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Live continuing coverage of the state basketball tournament with the Marysville Boys, Hanover Girls and Boys, and the Axtell Boys on KNDY. Hanover girls tip off Wednesday afternoon at 4:45. Hanover boys open play Thursday at 3. The Marysville boys at 4:45 on Thursday, and the Axtell boys at 6:30. Live continuing coverage of Marysville High games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover girls and boys and the Axtell boys live on FM 95.5. All of our games streaming live on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com. Find bracket updates, scores, and more on our website and on our Facebook page.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says there's no backroom deal making changes to the renewable fuel standard. Branstad is the U.S. Ambassador to China nominee. He said he is aware of reports of a deal, but has been assured by the White House the rumors are not true. A report of a deal to change the burden of blending ethanol last week sent the renewable fuels industry off balance. Trump advisor Carl Icahn had requested the change, but apparently no deal is in the works at this time. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley echoed Branstad's comments, saying the White House has also assured him there's no agreement to change the RFS. But earlier in the week, the White House did confirm it was reviewing the proposal, but has no position on the issue. Branstad, by the way, governor of Iowa until he becomes ambassador to China. The National Farmers Union urging caution against potential impacts of federal health care reform, what it may have on rural America. The Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act was unveiled Monday night. NFU President Roger Johnson spoke on health care during the NFU annual meeting going on in San Diego. He says that during his time as North Dakota Ag Commissioner between 1996 and 2009, the biggest problem facing farmers was health care. Johnson says that's not been the case over the last few years, adding that if we'd repeal the Affordable Care Act, those voices are going to be front and center once again. The Republican plan would replace federal insurance subsidies with a new form of individual tax credits and grants to help states shape their own policy. The House Energy and Commerce Committee had scheduled a markup for the bill tomorrow. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the White House has promised him that no change is imminent on who in the nation's fuel supply chain is responsible for blending ethanol into gasoline. Grassley told farm reporters that he spoke directly with the White House about rumors that the new administration plans to change the so-called point of obligation for blending fuel.
I had a conversation with a high-level person at the White House. That person told me no executive order making the change is imminent.
Grassley says he told the White House contact how damaging the change would be to ethanol by switching the point of obligation from refiners to blenders or retailers.
Policing it would be much more difficult when you got thousands of retailers that have thousands of retailers compared to 15 or 20 big units that have to keep
trying. Report brought to you by Abilene Machine. A few degrees cooler early Wednesday morning. Temperatures in Nebraska holding in the 30s statewide. Low 30s in the far northwest. Upper 30s in the southeast. Kansas holding in the upper 30s and low 40s statewide. Once again, warmer towards the southeast, cooler towards the northwest. And Oklahoma's soil temperatures holding in the mid-40s statewide, except for the western half of the panhandle, still in the upper 30s in that region. Several degrees cooler region-wide after a very, very warm weekend. 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
The big one is back. It's the 51st annual Triumph of Ag Show, Wednesday and Thursday, March 8th and 9th, Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars both days with crafts and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 51st annual Triumph of Ag Show, CenturyLink Center, Omaha, Nebraska. March 8th and 9th, free parking and free admission. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. The USDA released its worldwide supply and demand estimates, and a surprise there for many people about the number of acres of soybeans that the USDA is estimating. More about that and the March Agricultural Survey conducted by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, which is due March 31st after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We are in the information gathering period for 2017 planting intentions. The March Agricultural Survey, conducted by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, is asking about 84,000 of the nation's farmers to share their plans for the coming growing season. NASS mailed the surveys last month asking producers to provide information about the types of crops they intend to plant this year, how many acres they intend to plant, and the amount of grain and oil seed stored on their farms. NASS encourages producers to respond online or by email, and those who don't respond by the deadline may be contacted by telephone or in person. NASS will then compile and analyze the survey results and publish them in the annual Prospective Plantings Report and quarterly grain stocks report. Both of those will be released on March 31st. Now, last week we got the WASD, the Worldwide Supply and Demand Estimates from the USDA. Again, these are only the USDA's estimates, and there is often quite a disparity between those and the planting intentions that come directly from producers. One of the surprises in the WASD report was the amount of soybean acres the USDA is predicting, a 5.5% increase, nearly the same as the amount of corn acreage. Corn at 90 million acres, according to the USDA. Soybeans at 88 million acres. Again, a 5.5% increase. Let's move along to another issue, and that is Mexico. Jerry Goodell is with the Price Futures Group here in Chicago. If there is just a little bit of a reduction because of this trade brouhaha with Mexico, just a bit of a reduction in corn going into Mexico, could that spark an overreaction?
Totally. We've had that same issue of having some beans come in from the South America and having influences of knocking the price down. It might not be a significant total, but it just this idea of having half a million metric tons of more corn coming from Argentina into Mexico, it could still have some emotional reaction to the actual price. But I think it's important that people take advantage of the prices that are out here right now. Think if you're expanding beans out there, by the way, be sure to sell some of those beans. These are $10 new crop prices out there. Don't forget that it's always highly important to get some fall sales done.
The thoughts of Jerry Goodell of Price Futures Group, based in Chicago. Back after this.
50th annual Royal Hoofers Angus Bull Test and Sale is Friday, March 17th, beginning at 5 o'clock at Wahoo Livestock in Wahoo, Nebraska. 42 production-tested bulls, plus many heifer bulls in the offering. From Production Systems, Double D Angus and 10T Farms. More information and data available online at royalhoofers.net. 50th annual Royal Hoofers Angus Bull Test and Sale, Friday, March 17th, begins promptly at 5 o'clock at Wahoo Livestock in Wahoo, Nebraska. For information, 402-443-3512 or go online to royalhoofers.net.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 38 degrees. Mid-60s on tap. Mild again today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Let's talk a little bit about KU basketball. Big 12 champion Kansas made a clean sweep of the Associated Press 2017 All Big 12 Awards as the AP announced its conference men's basketball honors this week. KU senior Frank Mason III, the AP's Big 12 Player of the Year, while freshman Josh Jackson is the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, and Bill Self, the Coach of the Year, mirroring the Big 12 Coaches Selection of Awards released on Monday. Mason was the unanimous selection for Player of the Year by the AP, which had a panel of 18 journalists which cover the league's vote on the awards. Self is the Coach of the Year for the third consecutive season and the sixth time in the past 12 years. KU junior guard Devontae Graham was named to the second team by the AP, and senior center Landon Lucas was an honorable mention selection. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff